You are all weirdos.
Weird science is the revolution. Weird science is the revolution.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the My Hero Academia Manga Reading Club podcast, part of the Weird Science family, a manga podcast family, not a network. I'm here with my man Stork. What up, Stork?
What up, Jim?
What up? We have number or chapter 88, Eric Lindros, if you're playing at home. All yeah. For one, maybe Patrick Kane as well. But we have a big Sus. Chapter, so big that I read it a couple weeks ago.
So nice, you read it
here
twice.
Here we are, and just as an aside, we don't actually have any reviews for me to read, but I don't know if you heard when I was talking about reviews on our DC Comics podcast. I did mention that on Audible, there are a bunch of reviews for the manga reading clubs, but it seems the people reviewing it thinks that we're an audiobook and have criticism that we're not really reading the book. It's very odd.
I think we could fill that niche, Jim. We could do some voice work and just read them as the characters, possibly.
That's what we can do. We'll start it out where I'll end up.
It ends here.
It ends here. There you go. It ends here. Look
classic
at me. I'm
All
the Might. Right, there you go. It'll work. Also, a bunch of people like saying that I should be fired from my Audible read. I'm like, that's not what this is.
It I don't know. So I feel like you describe the scenes well.
I think they don't like my voice. One lady said I had a twisted, weird voice. I'm like, well,
evil, right?
Yeah, evil. What is she talking about?
League of Villains.
Yeah, I guess. Maybe it's because of my talking. Hey there, big boy, it ends here. There's All Might. We'll just each time, I think it'd be a fun thing to change the voice.
It ends
each
here.
Battle.
Cha-cha-cha.
We'll just keep doing random voices. So yeah, if you're listening on Audible, this is not an audio book. This is just a podcast where we go through each and every chapter and talk about what we like and don't like. But here we are, still my voice is twisted and evil, but that's not going to change. Number 88, as we said, All for One. And yeah, when we saw that Mount Lady really ended up with Best Genus, they ended up taking out the Nomus, and so that is allowed the big guys, including All Might, to pretty much go and take down everybody that Shigaraki had in that bar with Bakugo. But the problem is it's not really going to end right there, even though they're talking a lot of crap. I love the idea that Endeavor is outside complaining that he was not allowed to be involved. Boy, they call for him quick. All Might's just screaming.
He's busy, though.
Yeah. So what ends up happening is they have them all down. You even have Ed shot where he's a little sus, if you ask me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it really felt like weird. Suddenly he got involved. And I didn't even know that he needed to, because that's the whole deal with Kirigiri. With the teleportation and things like that, it seemed like Kamea Woods already had him.
Yeah, there's some odd progressions and explanations, and even the art, which is really good, but just jumping from scene to scene, I was lost a lot in this chapter, I'll admit.
The Ed shot part kind of confused me of why they even added that in. It just seemed like they wanted to show us who the character was, but it confused me exactly what he was doing. And yeah, Kirigiri, he's out. He is passed out. He is being contained, just like all of them, including, Shigaraki, which I kind of lost track that they actually had him down too. So it feels like everybody, it's done. It feels like they have stopped it. In fact, at a point, even All Might kind of gives almost like the, hey, you gave up a good fight, guys, but your villainy is over and we won and there won't be any more villains anymore. It really feels like that's how they think, because they even say, as a nice way of re-showing the characters and going through, but maybe also showing you who might not be there in this whole bar scene where you get, Akishi, Seiko, Eguchi, Toga there. Toga's just like, having some problems, really.
Yeah, Gran Torino's naming names.
Yeah, he's just like going down the line and he's naming them off and says, we did our research. The cops know who you are. Do you get it? There's nowhere left to run. You're done. So Shigaraki, let me ask you, where is your boss? And remember, he kept saying master at one.
Mm-hmm.
We kind of guess who it is, and even this chapter, it's all for one. So you end up where all that, and Bakugo, remember, Bakugo was like, man, this is ridiculous. I thought you guys were the big bads. I thought, well, it looks like they're going down. And yeah, and you have Bakugo like, hey, you know, this no freaking way, this stuff, they're done. And even Shigaraki thinks, man, it's done. Like, it's over, and starts getting upset. But that's when you even have All Might say, where is he? They know what's going on. I think where Bakugo even's like, oh my God, that's what we're talking about. And then all of a sudden, Nomus just start coming out of really crazy, like, black goo portals. They're not necessarily looking like the portals we saw before, but there's Nomus. We know all the Nomus were taken care of where they thought they were. We saw Mount Lady do that. We even saw them, and we'll see them again doing that. But yeah, all this going, and now the heroes are like, they're freaking out again. Like, oh my God, what's going on? And I thought that you ended up, you know, Edshot. I thought you had Kurigiri and also Kamei Woods, and no, he's out cold. This isn't him. And they don't know what the sticky stuff is. It goes at one point. I mean, how many times can Bakugo get attacked by?
I know. It reminded me of the first volume when he got the first chapter, right? That he got that monster
that was
like
big deal.
Engulfing him. He's drowning monster. In goo, and it's kind of happening again.
And they don't know what it is. And they're like, oh my God, it can't be. It can't be. Well, you know, pretty much, you know, All Might screaming. And then they just all start, Endeavor, we need backup. Yeah. But there's just everywhere these nobles are
just
coming
popping
out.
And it's bad.
It's really bad. And you even have where Endeavor's like, you know, expand the evacuation zone. I mean, really, we need to start.
I just evacuated if I'm there.
Yeah, don't expand the zone. Just get the hell out of there. But they are all, and there's just normal police officers as well. So they're kind of in trouble. Everybody's in trouble. And you end up where they're thinking, oh my God, this must be, you know, who we think it is. It's very quick. And that's where you even get Shigaraki's like, master, as all this goo is going around. It's disgusting. But we then go back to the other kids. We go back, you know, Midoriya and them, Todoroki, they're outside. The building got crushed. They almost did. The thing is, they're like, do you have Midoriya's like, ow, 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 because they ended up getting hit by, I guess, some of the debris. But
yeah, when Mount Lady smashed in, there's probably some sort of ripple effect that kind of knocked them back.
They're looking down on it and like, okay, there's Mount Lady, there's, you know, Orca, there's Best Genus, all right, you know, oh man, there's Mr. Tiger, he's there. It kind of is like, you know, they think that everything's fine now because of what they saw. And that's where you do see Mount Lady, who's just disgusted by these little gnomos that she's like squishing, and then says, this was very easy. You know, hey, Genus, this was easy. I should have went with All Might.
She's
Best
right.
Genus. Yeah. Yeah. And then Best. And they're like tied. Yeah. Best Genus. He's tying all these gnomos up together. And but then he says, you must learn to distinguish between difficult and important, you novice. I'm like, ooh, you just got called out. Because, yeah, she said this was so easy, but it was important. Or was it? Because it really doesn't matter.
It seems like the distraction.
Yeah.
At this
and
point.
So, and it's weird, too, because when we see this, they take down the gnomos. But in the meantime, it does look like, I mean, it looks like All for One is there. So this is like a distraction. But also making it look like the easy thing, because if All Might and Endeavor were here, I think they'd take down, they'd take them down.
They definitely split the power set, so it's not all the villain or all the heroes in one place. So I guess it works either way, maybe.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you have that. You get a quick deal. Best Genus, where we kind of knew his deal, but we didn't know that he had a hard time with Suede. So there you go. And you even said before, Yeah, really. The problem is, though, like you said, if people know this, we're going to get a lot of suede-clad villains, I think, at one point. So
Lex Luthor hiding everything in suede.
It'd be so funny. Oh, it'd be the best. Everything's just in suede. So Tiger is there and actually found Ragdoll. We mentioned, you actually said, I wonder what's going on, if they're going to find. And they do find her nude, it seems, and quirkless. She looks like she's kind of got a lobotomy.
She looks like Kaminari after he's been using this quirk too much, just like zoned out.
Yeah, yeah, just yeah, like a lobotomy, like zoned out and saying like, ragdoll, talk to me. And then Orcs is like, it looks like she's breathing. Maybe it'll be okay, whatever. And so when we go forward, you end up where with the kids watching, you have somebody who looks like they're out of it. We find out that her quirk ended up getting taken because indeed we have from the shadows. As Midori even says, oh, I get it. You know, All Might's team, they must be where Kachan is. So maybe we can run over there. Maybe we do. But then all of a sudden this figure comes out and you end up, first off, you get to really see the idea of the lay of the land here. I like that we get to see Tiger's nice skirt as he comes out and he's there holding Ragdoll and says, oh, yeah, yeah, I kind of got her quirk. I kind of have to up the ante here because I haven't been able to get too many quirks lately. I'm a little weak. Oh, who am I? Like, I wanted this big announcement, too, but it is where when they look, and even Midoriya sees it, too, and best Gina Sorka, they freak out right away because when they see this, you can tell, even if you didn't know that this was All for One, the way that they're even explaining is the minute that you look at this guy, it's just death. It just ends up scaring the crap out of them, and they're like, they don't know what to do. And yeah, this whole play is best genus just boom. He like is attacking. And Mount Lady, again, rookie, starts yelling, oh no, don't do that. Like, that might be a civilian. Like, shut your mouth. Like, this could be the end of us all. This could be the deal. They're going to turn the table and says, I mustn't allow, or we mustn't allow a villain to pull any tricks. But you end up where, you know, you have, it's All for One. He starts talking about how Shigaraki just learned for himself to carve his own path forward. So if possible, you know, he wants to keep anybody from interfering with that. I do like when we end up seeing the kids again, that you have everybody, but it's still Ida's like really into his costume still. Like, I mean, Todoroki, you have that look or whatever and everybody, but boy, look at that. I'm surprised he's not like, oops, a girl, bang. I'm like, stop it.
Is that Todoroki? I can't tell.
Yeah, really. It should say Todoroki. And it really looks like Midori is about to throw up.
Oh, yeah.
He's having some problems. And yeah, and you have just this
whole page, though. It was, again, confusing to me. Like, did that destruction just happen because of All for One?
Yeah, but it looks like it's the Mount Lady, but it seems like it's smoking.
Yeah, but it's
so
all smoking. Yeah, so it just looks like he did that, and he's in the middle of, like, just floating in midair. I feel like there's a missing page, almost. So this is one of those scenes that kind of threw me off.
It's a big chapter. Mm-hmm. But there are some things that end up, because now we see, I mean, we get All for One, because, again, Midoriya looks like he's going to throw up, and it says, before we could even look, whatever happened was over in an instant. Heck, it took less than a second, but it was enough time for that man to fill us with that. And then everybody's just destroyed.
Yeah, they're on the ground.
Yeah, all
bleeding.
Of a sudden, it's just like a big, giant boom and a destruction. And it's a weird idea that at this point, whether these are kids, whether these are whatever, and I guess we have to wait and maybe that's the play, but they're lucky that All for One doesn't seem to grab just every quirk here. Like, that's his thing.
He says he can't.
He says he can't. But he says he hasn't been able to. He did get ragdolls. And I'm like, if he just randomly just picked Midori and like, I'll grab that kid, it would be huge.
Yeah.
But he says, which means that someday you'll fight against the ultimate evil. Perhaps he's talking about Shigaraki. No way, I can't. It can't be. All Might, don't tell me that. That's All for One. And then you have this, you know, shall we begin? And it's like a credit. It's just ridiculous. It's almost like a Darth Vader-esque awful look, and you don't see it completely.
No,
so that
it's hidden,
works.
Which I don't dislike. I think that's a good move.
But yeah, most of this, though, it just kind of hits you. Like you said, did he like blow up the whole block? Because it did look like it, and then all of a sudden they're just destroyed. Or,
admittedly, I can't remember Ragdoll's power, so maybe it has something to do with either warping the Nomu or the destruction that he just caused, or I didn't look that up. I should have.
And I'm also looking, like, the way the Midoriya is at the end, I think that maybe that with when they're laying there all blood, like, that's like kind of a vision. Because then you see Midoriya, and he's kind of sitting up still, like he's still about the upshot.
There's that scratchy art, like he might be seeing something. Yeah.
That he's thinking, man, this guy could just destroy us, or he's seeing like the idea of what could happen, but it's still pretty crazy by the end. And it's still big, like we said, but I'm with you that a couple things weren't as spelled out as they might have been able to be, but it's a big chapter. But what would you give it?
I'm actually pretty low on it just because of things weren't spelled. I'm going to give it an 8.3.
I'm an 8.5.
Okay. I respect how big it is, and it's huge getting this the main villain behind what has been the main villain for so long. But I was just confused through a lot of it. The art's really good, but also sometimes confusing.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
I didn't know what was going on with the guy who can, I forget his name already, the ninja. I didn't know what was going on with him.
Ed Shot? Like, yeah. I didn't either. And it's when you're looking at it, it was just weird, right? Because I just thought Kameo Woods had him, and he was then you get this idea that, you know, Ninpo Thousand Sheet Pierce, where it says he calls it Ninpo, but all he's really doing is making his body super thin and stretching it out. I'm like, okay.
It's so weird that I feel like we just got this character and get his quirk right away, whereas we've had Best Genius for chapters and chapters, and then we also get his quirk right in this one.
Yeah, it is weird. Like, it's weird that almost like they want to make sure that we know that he's not good with suede. Like, I'm like, all right. Like,
it was a good joke. There's still a lot of good stuff and fun stuff in this. And big stuff, but I just don't think it was clearly told as much as we've had for most of this series.
Yeah, hopefully All for One doesn't go off and get that suit that my cousin Vinny was wearing in the movie. That seemed like it might be suede. It's such a weird, like you said, it is a weird play, but it does set up a bunch of things, and then it's huge at the end. We'll see, but I'm an 8.5, and you're an 8.3, but I think those are... they're still pretty good scores. It's just thought maybe this would be, you know, a bigger wow moment.
If it was just a little more clear what was going on, I definitely would have scored it higher.
I'm with you. But yeah, maybe people will get mad at us, or maybe they'll say, oh, they're being positive. Who knows? Or maybe they'll say I have an evil, twisted voice. I don't. But we'll have to see. But I hope that everybody's still listening and reading along. Obviously, it is really, really good. So even a down chapter is better than a lot of other things. So with that, though, we will talk to you all next week.
See ya.
You are all weirdos.
Weird science is the revolution. Weird science is the revolution.